Hi, I'm Ruth.
And I'm Lori.
And this is 80s Music Rewind, where we discuss 80s music and culture as only two friends who have been friends since the 80s can.
So sit back and take a listen. This is 80s Music Rewind.
Rewind. I'm Ruth.
And I'm Lori.
The things that we talk about before I hit record or as I'm hitting record, it's amazing.
Yes.
So last episode, we talked about albums. We thought they were songs. Albums that turned 40 in 2024. And now that was from the U.S., like a U.S. site like Forbes. So then I was like, what do they say in like the U.K.? So I went to Planet Radio and to see what they thought were like songs that should be mentioned from... My computer is going crazy. From 1984, and they actually had songs. So we're talking about 24 huge hits turning 40 in 2024, according to Planet Radio, which is a UK website. I know that because it says .co.uk. No, on the end of it.
Yes,
it
does.
Smart.
You are. You're very smart.
That's what we have. I spend too much time watching or going to England. Okay. All right. You want to get started?
Sure. Just like our other list.
There's no difference.
The first song listed is Madonna, Like a Virgin. This time is actually Like a Virgin, the song, not the album. And so, yeah. And, you know, we all talked about how it was, you know, my story of my life.
It's Lori's theme song. It was written for Lori. How about Lori?
But it says that it was released as Madonna's lead single from her album of the same name and reached number 3 in the UK.
Again, we talked about last episode how we really, really loved what she was wearing. But I have to point out in this photo that they have in here, like she had this really cute red lipstick. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and then I would consider this her, the way that she looks in the photo on this screenshot of Like a Virgin, looks like the mob wife aesthetic. Mm-hmm. That's very popular right now.
I know, like,
I don't like it. No bueno. I'm not doing the mob wife aesthetic.
I don't think I am either.
I left that behind.
I'm just doing whatever the aesthetic this is.
There is
the Lori aesthetic. That's the one I'm doing.
I'm doing the aesthetic.
Yes.
Nobody.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. The next one is Prince, Purple Rain. Title of his album, also released in 1984.
Mm-hmm. That's the title track.
Yeah, the obviously. Title track. Mm-hmm. Here in the UK, it was a top 10 hit, reaching number 6. What's wrong with you, UK people?
Well, you know, I guess they're
Purple
not.
Rain is a bomb. Is the bomb.
Yes.
It's the shiznit.
The shizzle.
It's the shizzle for shizzle.
For shizzle, yeah.
Yeah, Purple Rain should have been number 1.
I know. Who knows?
So disappointing.
The next one is Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA.
This is a very similar thing.
So, yes, this song was a hit around the world, reaching number 1 in the UK and a number of other countries, including in the United States.
It's weird. It's a diss track, so about the U.S. Born in the U.S. No, I'm not. Not my jam. Not my jam.
Yeah.
What's that song he sang? Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Mm-hmm. What is that?
I'm on fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not.
Ruth's not feeling that.
Not feeling that.
She wasn't feeling the heat from him in that song.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? you asked my daughter that, and I am not going to be happy.
Yes. Okay.
The next one is Tina Turner, Private Dancer.
A dancer for money.
The song was written by Mark Knopfler. I didn't know that.
Look at that.
Oh, but the band never recorded or released it. The song was a top 30 hit here in the UK and re-released in 2004.
But why would Dire Straits sing that song? That doesn't sound like...
That's my dog, everybody, if you can hear her.
It doesn't sound like a song.
She must see a squirrel.
That doesn't sound like a song.
Private Dancer, a dancer for money.
Like males would sing.
Why would Dire Straits say money for nothing? Unless the theme of it money?
Unless like they changed it around a little bit like to be like first person, maybe they were singing about a woman.
I'm giving a squint face because I don't think that matches. So.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and it's funny on this website, it's like all these advertisements for Titanic Chicago. Okay, are you going to that?
Oh, like, yeah.
You Jeff are?
I'm going to go. He asked me. He goes, do you want to go? He's one, because we both love history and both love that kind of stuff. And he asked me if I wanted to go. And I said, of course. So we're going to go see it.
Hmm.
We're trying to figure out when we want to go.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. I might go. How long is it? It's there for a while?
It's not there for like a long, long time.
I'm just trying to wonder. I wonder if it's through June.
It might be. I don't know if it was through... Is it through April?
I have to go look and see.
I don't know.
I guess we could go spring break if we really wanted to. But before that, we'll have our band trip. But whatever. Okay, next one.
Please. Phil Collins, Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me Now.
So that reached number 2 in the UK. Oh, I love this song.
I never knew Mariah Carey covered this song.
I never heard Mariah Carey cover this song.
Yeah.
Really? We'll have to research that.
Yeah, that's interesting to me.
2004 X Factor winner Steve Brookstein. Steve Brookstein doesn't have, I've never heard of him.
I was just going to say, I don't know who that is.
But yeah. Oh my God, but that song.
This is from UK. That was the X Factor winner in UK.
Yeah, because that would be right, X Factor then was UK.
Yeah, so we wouldn't know there who wasn't. Was.
And I don't even think there is X Factor here anymore.
I don't think so either. I don't know.
It didn't really. I mean, because we have that other stuff. Okay, the next one is REO Speedwagon, Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore. We saw REO Speedwagon. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
It was an awesome concert. I don't know why this child over here was all like, I'm like,
it was a good concert. I was shocked, but I was pleasantly surprised. So I give them that. It reached number 16 in the UK. I never watched this video. Is this still from the video? This is disturbing. Nobody has a face.
That is weird.
In this still, it's everybody's faces are like blued out.
I don't know why.
That's freaky.
I don't think that's that way in the video, but I don't remember the video.
I'm going to have to find it.
I don't know. That's just weird. I don't honestly think that that's the way in the...
Okay, the next one. Everybody learned how to do sign language for this. I don't remember it now.
And everybody can see through their, you know...
Your podcast device, your phone, or computer the sign that I'm doing the sign. I wasn't really, because I don't remember it. Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time.
Mm-hmm.
That is... It doesn't say how... Well, how it ended up in the UK, though.
Well, only thing it does say is that it was the second single from her debut album, and that the song was won a number of awards following its release, including American Video Awards for Best Female Performance and Best Pop Video. But it does not say where it charted, no.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
But I do like that video.
Yes.
Although it's sad. Makes me sad. Yeah. It makes me sad. Mm. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Power of Love.
Do you know this song?
No.
Me either.
And according to this, it was a big hit. However, sadly, it only spent 1 week at number one due to Band-Aids, Do You Know It's Christmas, hitting the top spot for several weeks. So obviously, I mean, I get it. Frankie Goes to Hollywood was more popular in UK. I get that.
I just don't know this song.
I only know the one song. Because I think that's the only one they really played here.
Yeah, I don't remember them ever playing this here.
Relax.
Don't do it.
When you want to go do it.
Is that what you say now? With your Like a Virgin?
Yes.
And your private dancer?
Mm-hmm.
Relax. Don't do it. Okay. Next
That's what one. I have to say, yes, when I'm private dancing.
You're private dancing.
Relax.
Don't do it.
Yep.
Unless you have $50. Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? That was number one, obviously. Yes. And I just remember, like, this year was a year that I just saw everybody complaining because they thought that Do They Know It's Christmas is a horrible song with horrible messaging. And it's like, can we just like not everybody for 5 minutes?
Overthinks everything.
Everything gets overthought. And I do that on a daily.
Okay. So I'm going to go off like on a little tangent here regarding the same topic. But I thought it was funny. So I was listening to this comedian, and he was saying, this is what's wrong with our country. And he's like, people were throwing a fit over the song, Christmas song. Oh, what's the name of that song now?
Cold Outside.
And, you know, trying to say it's like rape culture, blah, blah, blah. And in my opinion, it has to do with the time period. And she's got to act all coy and shy because back then she couldn't admit that she wanted to stay and have sex because that was bad because,
yes,
you know, women weren't supposed to be that way. Yep. So when she goes, oh, what's in this drink? She's not saying he Mickey'd her. She's like trying to play it off like, oh, it must be the drink that makes me want to be this way.
Yes.
Trying to be coy. Yes. Again, people reading way too much into it. So he was saying, he was reading the lyrics from that song. But at the same time, at the Music Awards, the song that won number one everything and won a lot of awards was WAP. So he's reading the lyrics to WAP, and no one seems to have a problem with that song. And it's winning awards, and it's the number one song in the country. But we have a problem with Baby, It's Cold Outside. And that... And I agree with them. And I never laugh so hard. And I'm like, that is so true.
It's true.
So that's like this song. Yeah. People,
what do you want?
I don't think they're trying. Oh, my God. It's
Lori.
It's not literally Christmas. It's not a religion thing. It is about just feeling.
No, but it's like they're saying that it's like talking badly about like Ethiopian, it's like whitewashing or savior complex. Like, it's savior complex because the white people are going to save you, Ethiopians, by giving you money so you can buy Loop t-shirts from a you know what that joke is, right?
Yeah,
you know the joke. Or no, it's WLS. Is it WLS t-shirts or Loop t-shirts? I can't
whatever.
Remember.
Whatever. But it's like, but what's wrong with trying to help other people?
Yeah, so much, apparently.
I know. I mean, it's just like people.
And again, if you don't like the song, that's okay. We loved it back then, and it's okay. You don't like it now? I mean, there's so... What's that song by Ice Spice now that's like, you ain't shit, you're not even a fart.
Oh my God, Elizabeth played that for me, and her and I were like laughing so hard. That's like our thing now. I mean, that's so funny.
They walk around, they're like, you're not even a fart.
I know, it's like, I don't know, she goes... Like, I don't know. I'm probably not saying the lyric right, but it's like, you think you're the shit, well, you're not even the fart.
Yeah, you think you're the shit, you're not even the fart.
Yeah. Yep,
that's funny.
It is funny.
Right, what's the next one? It's a song we hate.
We loathe it, and we cannot stand either person in this group.
Oh, my God, it's horrible.
It's just horrible. I mean, two so very, disgusting. Very attractive men.
Mm. One just happened to be gay.
That's all right. He was still that's a beautiful man.
So...
He was still nice to look at.
Oh, God.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Just like Samantha Fox is a lesbian, but I'm
is
sure
she
there's
really?
Not. Yeah.
She is not.
Yeah, she is. Shut. She has a wife. Yeah.
Shut up.
No, she is. But do you think
when
any man.
When did that happen?
But do you think a man's not going to look at her topless photos and be like, oh, damn, she's a lesbian? Well, they probably get turned on by
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what
they
I'm
like
saying
that.
Is, like, they're not going to not appreciate her beauty because they found out, like, oh, she's a lesbian. I'm sure it probably makes her more attractive to them. But yes, she is a lesbian. What are you printing?
I'm not printing anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, welcome on in. Now you're on the podcast. Come on in. Come on in. Child has decided to come in and...
I think she's the one who's printing.
She's printing. You made... Take your paper in a second and go.
But okay. We never said who the group was.
No, go ahead.
Wham with Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
So this, let's see, hit number, let's see, blah, 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 blah. First UK
number
and
one.
USA number one.
Both places.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
The 2006 re-release, certified 2x platinum. I didn't tell you something about this group. So Pepsi and Shirley wrote a book. I bought it.
Okay.
Amazon delivered it on the coldest day of the year, and so the binding is broken. So I have not read it because if I open up the book, then the binding falls apart and the pages fall out.
So did you notify Amazon?
No,
so
I can- because it really it's just weather. Like, how do I? So I'm researching on how to fix it so that I can read it, but we'll
see. They'll send you a new book.
But I feel like it's not their fault, and I would feel extremely guilty. I would feel really horrible. I'll figure it out. If I can't figure it out, then I'll contact
them. But here's the thing.
Them.
Like, you could have bought a book at a bookstore And it could have just been something faulty with it and want to fall apart. It doesn't mean that you're blaming the bookstore.
No, and that's true. But again, I mean, there was extenuating circumstances. It was the coldest day of the year.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't mean anything. Like, Ryan has gotten his, like, figures and stuff. And when he's got them, he took them out of the box. And, like, 2 seconds later, the thing, like, fell apart. And I contact Amazon, and Amazon replaces it. I'm not blaming Amazon. I'm not feeling bad. I mean, why don't I want something that's broken?
Thing I have to return. And you know what irritates me about
it? You can just take it right to Kohl's.
Not all the time, because I have a return for Amazon sitting downstairs. Oh,
is it one of the ones that you have to take to UPS?
You have to take it to UPS. I don't go that way. When am I ever going that? So I have to wait. Can I use? Oh, no, you're not going to use my shower. She wants to use my shower.
Oh, interesting. So the next one. And of course, we love Wham. And of course, I hope everybody can tell that we were being sarcastic when we were doing that, but not about them being very attractive. That we were not being sarcastic.
Never.
So the next one is Bronski Beat with Small Town Boy.
Do you know this song?
God, no.
I do. No. It's good. No. I like it. It's good.
Maybe I do, because the group sounds familiar. Like, it sounds familiar, but it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Why do I know them?
Because they've had a couple songs that you would hear on and off.
Why is it every time I come here and I sit over here and I cross my leg, my foot falls asleep? Only happens here. I cross my legs all the time, everywhere. Only when I sit here in this chair, my leg falls asleep.
Because I've cursed that chair.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. I have no idea. Maybe it's just the way that you sit and then your nerve sits on the seat and then it pinches,
like,
your nerve.
I feel like I can't.
Why is it every time we start the podcast and I got to poop all of a sudden? Every time. All of a sudden, we start podcasting, and I was like, I got poop. I'm sitting here.
Is it nerves?
No, it's just got poop. It's just poop time.
You know. But this song came to number 3 in the UK.
Click off.
And it was the start of 6 top 20 hits for the band, such as Why and Hit That Perfect Beat.
You've heard Hit That Perfect Beat probably, too. Okay, the next one is Thompson Twins, Doctor Doctor, Silver Certification in the UK. Thompson
Can't
Twins, Doctor Doctor.
Burning.
Was number 3. And guess what? He's going on tour of the U.S.
Oh.
Yeah?
Faux.
Can we go?
Not faux. That's where. When?
I don't know. It's not all done yet. Mm. I mean, I just would like.
What was the other one that you sent me that we don't know when it's happening?
That is the Lost 80s Live Tour.
Okay. Here's the thing. We're not going to be able to afford to go to any concerts. Because
Billy Joel is too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Because we blew our wad on Billy Joel. Yeah, that credit card payment was bad. All right, hold on. Why are you not working, Mouse? Hold on. I'm going to see. So, Lost 80s Live, they usually come to the United States, and it's like a bunch of 80s bands. And we had tickets for it 2 years ago.
Oh, is that the one where we decided we were too tired? And
because they moved it back.
Oh, and it was like crappy outside, right?
Yeah.
And we didn't want to go.
Yeah, it was crappy outside. They moved it inside. It was during COVID.
No, it wasn't. It was, they moved it in. They kept moving up the time. It's like, it was supposed to start at like 8. Then they pushed it up till 9. And then it was like 10. And we're like, it's not going to start till 11.
No, I think they did move it. They ended up moving it inside. I thought, that's what I thought.
No, they did move it inside. But I think that's because it was small.
Okay. Yeah, this
year. But it
wasn't
COVID. That was last year.
This year. Okay. No.
No,
it was during COVID.
No, it was just last year.
It wasn't. It was the year before last year.
Yes, it was. It was a concert that we decided not to go to.
I thought that was 2022.
Well, even if it was, that wasn't COVID anymore.
Well, I mean, technically, okay, whatever. All right, so here's what's coming on Lost 80s Live. It's Flock of Seagulls, Wang Chung, English Beat, Missing Persons. The Vapors.
We're going to want to just see
Dramarama, Boys Don't Cry, Stacey Q, Animotion, Escape Club, blah, blah, blah. I mean, basically, I'm only going for Wang Chung. And Flock of Seagulls were good.
I actually don't mind Animotion because I like that one song they sing.
But I would like to see Stacey Q.
Yeah, Stacey Q. And then who was the last one?
They keep changing it.
No, the last group you sent on there.
Dramarama, Missing Persons, Musical Youth, Animotion, Stacey Q, Escape Club, Vapors.
Escape Club.
But so here's the problem. The lineup changes.
Wild Wild West. The Wild Wild West. Escape Club.
But
No, it's not.
They keep changing. Like every theater and every show is a different freaking lineup. So they're only doing two shows right now, and they're in California.
Okay.
Which they were supposed to list everywhere they were going to be last week, and they didn't. And so that's where I'm like, what's going on?
Well, I want them to release, like, who's coming to Summerfest this year. They haven't done that.
Yeah,
they just did the headliners.
I just
want to
see Wang Chung. Come on, people. I want to see Wang Chung.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Ruth did not get to Wang Chung.
I did not get to Wang Chung because somebody saw them without me. But that's
because
okay.
Because I was at Summerfest and they were there.
I know.
It wasn't
know.
Like
it's okay.
I...
Yeah. It's okay. Okay. It's okay. It's no big deal. I'm not mad. I'm just angry. Okay. The next one is Chaka Khan, I Feel For You. Chaka Khan, I Feel For You.
I feel for you. I think I love... I like this song a lot.
I forgot this was a Prince song.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It was number one in the UK. Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Let me love you, Chaka Khan.
That's a great song. I love it.
That's a freaking great song. All right, what's the next one?
Stevie Wonder with I Just Called to Say I Love You.
I just called.
It did reach number one across the world, including the UK.
That's a great
song. You know, it's his best-selling single to date.
It makes sense because it's a good song. Mm-hmm. Although Part-Time Lover, I think, is better.
My part-time lover. Do, 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 do. I mean, you can't like...
If she's with me.
You know what that song reminds me of every time you hear that? Do, 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 do. It reminds me of... what's his name from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? I can see Carlton just dancing to that. Okay.
Yep.
And now here's the Frankie Goes to Hollywood song I've heard of. Relax is the next song on the list. It was a huge hit, going to number one in the UK as well as a number of other countries. It was re-released in 93, 2001, 2009, and 2014.
What is with the re-releasing stuff?
I know. I don't know.
Do they do that over there all the time? And
why do you need to re-release it?
I don't know. Why is it still there?
It's like still...
It's released.
I guess to get it back on the charts. If you re-release it, then it's going to be back on the music charts. Because a song from 1984 isn't going to be on your current music chart, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I keep playing with your bobby pin.
That's okay. I'm texting my client.
Okay. You text your client.
I'm texting my client.
But all I do love this song.
Okay, Queen is the next one. I Want to Break Free. Freaking love this song. Most iconic music videos that saw Freddie Mercury dressed as a woman in a pink top with bright pink earrings and a black skirt. The video was recreated for the biopic Bohemian Rhapsody. It was. Did it tell you how high it got on the charts? No.
No, of course not.
But did you see Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, I did not.
Really?
Really.
You should watch it. Okay. I mean, really good movie.
Was it called Rocket Man? I watched the Elton John one.
I didn't watch that one. Because I'm never going to see Elton John in concert, so why bother? I'm just kidding. I never saw Queen in concert either. All right, what's the next one?
Prince, When Doves Cry.
When Doves Cry.
It was the lead single from his Purple Rain. It reached number 10 in the UK. Of course, it was a huge hit in the USA, where it stayed at number one for 5 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Yes.
Yeah.
Again, more popular in the US than it was in the UK, even though it was so popular.
Yeah, you got it wrong, UK.
But you have to understand, though, I can kind of see maybe because it was about, like, his life and it was kind of, you know, focused. And I could get that because it was about an American. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I get it. All right, fine. The next one, the Pointer Sisters, Automatic. That was number two in the UK. Mm-hmm. The song featured on the group's album, Breakout.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they, like...
Dead? One's dead.
One's dead, yeah.
Yeah,
that's sad.
Next one. Oh, God. Take this one. Please. I want to talk
Nana
about it.
Nana with 99 Luftballons, or 99 Red Balloons. Yes, this was released in German. It was later released in English, which is the version many of us know and love. It reached number one
in the UK. I would not say love.
Okay.
I would not say love. You know I really hate this song.
I know you do.
Do, 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 do. I
don't think that's how it goes, but that's all right. Oh, well, you can do the next song because I hate this next song.
Oh, you do.
I do.
You hate it.
I do.
Ray Parker Jr., Ghostbusters. Featured the film soundtrack of the same name, Ghostbusters was the number two hit in the UK and stayed on for 3 weeks. Well, this was not released, I believe, at Halloween, and Laurie has a problem with that. Plus, he did steal the rhythm from Huey Lewis. So,
yes. Yeah,
whatever.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to admit the next song. I have no clue.
I don't know how you pronounce it.
Black Lace with Agadoo.
Agadoo? Agadoo?
I have no idea if I pronounce it correctly. It's spelled A-G-A-D-O-O. It reached number two in the UK. It went on to become the eighth best-selling single of 1984 in the UK. That's very interesting, considering I have never heard of it.
Well, I mean, this is why we do this, because we're learning.
They're still touring to this day, by the way, Black Lace.
What are you talking about? Where are you? Oh, still touring to this day?
Yes. Black Lace still performs.
Where?
Agadoo? What to do?
Waterloo. No, that's not it. I don't like that song either. So, you know. Yeah, I don't know this. I feel bad.
Oh, the next song.
Lionel Richie, Hello.
I love this song.
Written and produced by singer Lionel Richie, Hello was certified gold in the UK and reached number one, staying there for 6 weeks.
Love this song.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see our friend from high school's Facebook post the other day where it was Lionel Richie's yearbook picture?
No.
Yeah, because, you know, he is...
From Joliet?
Yeah.
And he Who posted that?
MC. Because he's working back at the high school. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Because I don't ever see him on Facebook.
Oh, I see his posts all the time.
Yeah, I see him on Instagram, Twitter. Oh, okay. I wonder if he blocked me. But, yeah.
I don't think that he would block you. Why would he block
you? No, he wouldn't block me.
Exactly.
Silly girl. People block me. Whatever. I don't care. Whatever.
Oh. Silly, silly girl.
Yep.
Ooh, the next song.
George Michael, Careless Whisper, written by Wham. So let's just reiterate the fact that Andrew did help write this with George. And that is why he has songwriting credit. And that is a predominant reason why Andrew Ridgely is rich today. Written by Wham and released by George Michael, Careless Whisper was featured on the duo's album, Make It Big. Although often credited just to George. The song reached the top spot around the world and was certified number 2 times platinum in the UK. Yeah, that girl was lucky. In that video. Really lucky. And he just probably was not feeling it, and she was probably all in a tither, and he was probably like meh.
Yeah, probably. And the last song on the list is not a personal favorite of mine. It's the Eurythmics with Here Comes the Rain It was a top 10 hit for the duo. Yeah, and that's about it. I don't have anything else to contribute to that song.
Great song. You've seen the Twitter where Annie Lennox posted a Twitter on Twitter. This was years ago, where there was a woman from a radio station that sent her a message and basically said that she just heard her and they love new artists and they'd love to promote her. Could she send the radio station any of her other work? They really want to help emerging artists. And Annie Lennox is like, oh boy, I guess I made it. How do you not know? I was like, holy crap, that girl probably lost her job.
Okay, how do you not know?
But, you know, whatever. So that is the UK list. And that was interesting. There's some songs in there I had no idea, but there were some songs that were the same. I like doing the UK version and the United States version. I think we should do more like
UK lists. Because we get to learn about groups like Black Lace and Agadoo.
Yeah, we'll have to like listen to Agadoo. Agadoo?
And it's like the number 8 top song in that year, in 1984, in the UK.
And we've never heard it, which is bizarre.
I've never even heard of the group.
That's interesting. Yeah. We'll have to figure it out. All right. So that was great.
Yes, it was.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.